Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faithfulness. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Hebrews 13 and verse 5. What kind of, if an employee is faithful, how could you know it? They're there. Always there. When they're supposed to be there. Right? What about a faithful church member? Always there. Always there. What about the people that just don't show? Always something else going on. How many understand the enemy will bring something up if it'll knock you out of going? You know, folk that came in for this meeting, for the Branson Believers Victory Campaign. Could you have stayed home?
Yes.
Did anything come up?
Yes.
Phyllis and I sometimes just shake our heads. We'll have people tell us, you know, I'm coming to that. The Lord told me to be there. I'm going to be there. So we, you know, even sometimes help make preparation for some people and do some things. And they call, you know, the last minute. I can't come. Johnny stumped his toe. And, you know, the dog's got a bad case of fleas. And I can't come. And we got to change oil in the pickup. And boy, there's a lot of weeds in the tomatoes. We're going to have to get them, get out the weeds. Now you're laughing, but do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
And we just shake our head, especially as the meeting goes on and we are hearing life-changing revelation that we know they needed to hear. They were supposed to be there. They were supposed to be getting that. Why aren't they there?
Unfaithful.
And why can't the Lord give them more? Why do they go 5 and 10 and 20 years and they still don't have much? I'm not just talking about material things. I'm talking about anointing. I'm talking about revelation. I'm talking about being used of God. Well, they hadn't been faithful. If you're not faithful with an instruction to go to a meeting, you wouldn't be faithful with a church. Right? How many understand if the Lord says be there?
Yeah.
I don't care if it's snow, if it's ice, if gas is $100 a gallon.
Come on
now, you're going to help me with this or not. If God says go to the meeting, then you believe God. You do what you need to do. I know one of the first meetings that the Lord told us to go to, Phyllis and I, it was several states away, and we were just, you know, little country people and didn't know anything about, much of anything, and we finally got so strong in our spirit, we're supposed to go to that meeting. We didn't know how. We didn't have a decent car. We didn't have any money for a hotel room. Nothing. We started believing God. We started believing God and made plans to go. And told people, we going.
Yes.
Didn't have a clue how we going, but we going. We going. We going. And the last week before we were supposed to go, people came to work and handed me money. They came to Phyllis's place, handed her money. Some of our family loaned us a car to go in. Glory to God. But as we were driving out, we didn't know if we had enough money to stay out there all week. We begin to pull out money and count it while we're going and begin to shout because we had more money than we thought we had. And we realized we can stay all week and eat something maybe once in a while besides nachos or something. But if you'd have been looking for an excuse not to go, you'd have had 200 of them. Easy. I ain't got a decent car. Hadn't got money. Hadn't got this. Don't know how to do this. Got this at the job. Got this. That is not all people are telling you is I am unfaithful. When they keep making these excuses, all they're saying is I'm unfaithful. When the Lord tells you to be somewhere, if you're faithful, you'll be there. Right? You'll be where you're supposed to be, when you're supposed to be there. Can you say amen?
Amen.
What does it mean to be faithful? Be there. Did you find Hebrews 13:5? Ooh. This is better than you know, than you think it is. I'm telling you this. This kind of stuff is why churches fire their pastors. But see, I've been delivered from fear. So got no fear in me, so. And the thing is, it applies to me. It applies to me. It applies to Phyllis. It applies to you. We're not interested in playing church, though. We're not interested. You know, the Bible said in the last days, people would heap teachers to themselves having itching ears. And what they're saying is, you scratch my ear. You know? I wrote it in the margin of my Bible by that verse. Preacher, preacher, scratch my ear. Tell me what I want to hear. That's what he's talking about. Don't tell me what I don't want to hear. Don't do that. Tell me what I want to hear. Well, people want feel good, no fault messages. But the truth is, in a few days, your life's going to be over and you're going to be standing in front of the Lord, giving an account of what you did or didn't do. And if you've made some mistakes in the past, He'll forgive you. He'll cleanse you. But while you're still breathing, while you still got some days, get it straight. Get on it and be faithful so that you get some reward when you get there. So that when you stand before Him, you're not afraid, you're not ashamed, you're actually looking forward to it. You're excited because you know what you're going to hear. Well done. Well done. Well, you don't have to do everything perfectly to hear that. It's not that you can't make any mistakes to hear that. No. It's just that you got to take it seriously and make some effort. The guy that didn't hear well done, he made no effort. He took the opportunity and the talent that God gave him and just buried it and made no effort at all. That's how you lose your reward. And that's how you don't qualify. But if you'll just make an effort, you can hear well done. Hebrews 13:5. Are you there? Oh my. I got other points besides this point. 13:5. Are you there? He said, let your conversation be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. That doesn't mean you can't believe for something better. It just means you're content while you're believing for it. You're not such that you think you can't be happy until I get that. Now that's covetousness. And he said, he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. The Amplified says, He, God Himself, has said, I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. I will not, I will not, I will not in any degree leave you helpless or forsake you or let you down. Hallelujah. How many know God will always be there? Can you count on it? Whether you feel like He's there or you don't feel like He's there, He's there. He's there. The Weiss translation says, He Himself has said, and the statement is on record, I will not, I will not cease to sustain you and uphold you. I will not, I will not, I will not let you down. Now, why is it there three times? You saw it in the Amplified. You saw it in the Weish. Because it's in the original Greek. How many know if God said it one time, it would have been true? But He knows the nature of this world and our flesh and our mind, and He wants us to have strong consolation. He says, I will not, I will not, I will not leave you or forsake you or let you down. Glory to God. So will he be there for you? When you need Him, will He be there? When you reach up and pray and you call on Him and you believe in Him, can you count on Him? Will He be reliable? Yes. Will He come through for you?
Yes.
Every time.
Yes.
Every time.
Yes.
You are His child.
Yes.
Like father.
Like son
and daughter.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You are a faithful child of a faithful God.
Yes.
Can He count on you? I mean, we can't even imagine a God who's not faithful. Can we? We can't even imagine going, where's God? He was supposed to be here. Can you imagine them standing at the Red Sea? Pharaoh and his armies bearing down on them? And God being late? God shows up a few hours late, and instead of the Pharaoh's armies floating in the Red Sea, it's His people. They're all slaughtered and dead because God was late. He goes, well, it's a big universe. You know, I got a lot going on. I'm just a couple of hours late. You can't imagine God not showing up. You can't imagine God being late. Can you? Why? Because He can't be unfaithful. How about you? How about me? Are we faithful? Are we faithful? What does that mean? It means we'll be there. Right? If there's any way we can. Now He's God. We're human. But if we can be there, if we said we'd be there, we know we're supposed to be there. If you don't show, you are unfaithful.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, God is Faithful, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R611B. That's R611B. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.